Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
When the Federal Reserve System collapses the economy, when they go into hyperinflation, they will either succeed in setting up their world government out of that crisis, or we will succeed in laying the groundwork to educate the public about the fact that these supposed saviors are really the author of our financial doom, of the doom of our prosperity. We are now at that crossroads. This is the critical time for all those that love liberty to educate their friends, family, neighbors, the media about what we truly face. That's why the Federal Reserve has dispatched their bank governors and thousands of their employees to public schools, corporate conferences, to universities, to brainwash the public that they're actually our savior. And so we are joined now to the bottom of the hour by Congressman Ron Paul. Sir, you've said this is a key time for us, and on the House Banking Committee, you're one of the lone voices really exposing what's happening. What is this opportunity, and how do we do away with the Federal Reserve?
I think everybody knows we're in a crisis right now, and they have now gotten to the point where they don't trust the government, which is healthy. A lot of people are begging and pleading, and they're lining up. But, you know, the average guy outside of Washington, especially so many of the young people, are realizing that this has all been a hoax. And this is the time to really expose the hoax. So although I've been trying to do that for 30 years to prevent the problems, I think we have a real opportunity now to direct our attention to the real culprit, and that is those who control the monetary system, those who counterfeit our money and cause the financial bubbles and then the recessions. And now they're working real hard on a depression. So and it's easy to become despondent, and I know a lot of people say, why waste your time? You can't do this, and we should just escape and buy guns and all this kind of thing. But, you know, I think we should see this as an opportunity because we have made inroads. I think computers and websites and talk radio and the Internet has given us a real opportunity to spread our message. So hopefully I'm not being overly optimistic, but I see it as a chance for us to get our message out.
Congressman, specifically, 8 weeks ago, Congressman Sherman, Senator Inhofe, is now on record that in closed joint committee meeting, that Secretary of the Treasury Paulson and Bernanke threatened them with physical martial law, not House rules martial law, but physical martial law, and said there will be a depression next Monday, a total stock market collapse if you don't do this. And they promised the public total transparency in the banker bill, but I read it. It was clearly a takeover. Now, Bloomberg reports, as of a week and a half ago, $8.5 trillion stolen. The Bloomberg original lawsuit going back 6 weeks ago when $2 trillion had gone up missing, the Federal Reserve is telling Congress, telling the people, refusing FOIA request, saying it's secret where the trillions went. Can you speak to, A, the fact that they literally terrorize the public and the Congress to go along with the banker takeover bill, and then now, in the aftermath, we see a financial dictatorship forming with the Financial Times of London last week calling for world government and saying the bankers shall be the rulers of the world government.
And this is the whole point, and that is governments that want to take over and undermine our liberties and have more power always use the fear factor. They did this leading up, you know, to the war in Iraq. Remember how they said, you know, if we don't go in there, such and such is going to happen. So they build up the fear, and they do it on foreign policy. Now they're doing it on economic, monetary, and financial problems. And yet the dilemma that we have is that we're scared, too. There should be a lot of fear. It's knowing the truth that counts. They use the weapon of fear dishonestly, but in many ways, we have to talk about the dangers, too. And we should think, I guess, us telling people the truth and being more realistic rather than just beating the drums of fear so that people capitulate and do anything the government wants. But it is very dangerous. The big question is do they have any possible answer to this? They scare everybody. Here they've committed $8.5 trillion. They're stealing from the people. They're destroying the dollar. The dollar went down 7% in the last week. And they're just making problems so much worse. And the ultimate threat to us is not only the loss of wealth and destruction of the dollar. The ultimate threat is the loss of our liberty. I've always said that if we lost everything tomorrow, if we had our liberty and got rid of the IRS and had sound money, I think we could all go back to work and realizing that everything we earn, we can keep. I mean, we become so wealthy so quick, we could overcome this mess. But unfortunately, it's an uphill struggle, but we have to fight it.
Congressman, specifically, I mean, you are the worldwide leader or the standard bearer for exposing the international banking cartel. Specifically, is this economic terrorism to say we're going to have a depression if you don't give us tens of trillions of dollars and then basically take on these omnipotent powers, as Congressman Kucinich in committee a few weeks ago called it? I mean, is this not hardcore criminality? Don't we need to point out that these are criminals, just like Madoff, the former head of the NASDAQ, running his own Ponzi scheme with the brokerage firms? It's now coming out that it's system-wide. I mean, don't we need to call for grand juries to do investigations and indict some of these people? Because if we don't do that, they're still going to continue to pose as our saviors.
Yeah, and we should, but some are more culpable than others. Because some know exactly what they're doing, but there are so many people that still exist that do get talked in, just like very, very good people were talked into voting to give the president power to go to war, and they were just too naive and went along with it. A lot of people are doing that now. They didn't want to vote for the bailout, and they heard those threats, and they said, oh, my God, I don't want to be on record of doing this. So they are terrorized by this. But, you know, if we go after Madoff, which we should, we don't need, you know, more regulatory agencies. What we need is just the enforcement of fraud laws and point it out and go after these guys. But, you know, in a way, this is small potatoes. He's small potatoes compared to the fraud of the Federal Reserve. What about the fraud? What about the Ponzi scheme called Social Security? Who are you going to indict for Social Security?
Well, let me ask you this question. Now Congress is talking about taking over even private IRAs in hearings and then sending the money back to the people as a government check, but taxing it. I mean, they're clearly getting ready to raid the pension funds and Social Security. How do we stop that?
Well, we have to, you know, be aware of it, and as an approach, we have to get the people organized. But the question will be, are there more people that want the money or more people holding the IRA and 401Ks? And unfortunately, there's probably more people on the dole, and they might just not want to fight it. And, you know, with the crowd moving in, as bad as the last administration was, when it comes to economic matters and tax matters, I mean, we have even a tougher road to hoe, you know, from here on out. So, yeah, that one will be hard to fight. But I think what will happen is, before they do that, I think the crisis will build to such a point and the dollar collapse will come, because I think it would take them a year or so to do that, and it would just add more fuel to the fire. But right now, things are moving rather rapidly, and who knows what will come even in the next 3 months.
Congressman, we lost you there on your cell phone. Good to have you back. Specifically, sir, on record from you on the Banking Committee, was it not economic terrorism to have the president and the president-elect at the time, Barack Obama, and others saying before he was even elected, if you don't pass this, we're going to have a depression? That then introduced this idea to people and accelerated the markets dropping 1,000 points the day they said that. Was that not economic terrorism?
Obviously, it was, and they should be held responsible for this. But like I mentioned, they do that all the time. That's their technique, is always to build the tremendous fear up in the hearts of the people, whether it has to do with foreign policy and the reason we have to go to war now on economic matters, terrorize the people and say that we are your saviors and we're the only ones that can take care of you. The only thing that can counteract this is a different philosophy, a convincing argument that free markets and sound money and no Federal Reserve and limited taxes, the things that made America great. We have to get more people and endorse our views, and I think the opportunity is coming, because the system that they're trying to patch together right now will not work.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Vedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 19, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 839.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 864.25, 432.12 for the half ounce, and 216.06 for a quarter ounce. That's 864.25, 432.12, and 216.06.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
We have one of the, the chief of the IMF saying we're probably going to have riots worldwide if they, quote, don't get things going. But if you look at the IMF World Bank documents that got leaked to the BBC in late 2001, they state that they cut off liquidity by design to implode markets so that they can then come in and buy things up for pennies on the dollar. Can you speak to that?
Well, not clearly, because I don't know if that's true. I suspect that it might be. But I also think that this is such a big bubble that even those with a lot of money, you know, get a little bit nervous about what's happening. The one thing for sure is they're pretty capable of shifting. So if it goes sour, worse than they expect, because I don't think they have perfect control, but they're always available, and they do have cash. They're not arguing there's a little bit of cash, and just think of all this new credit. So there's a lot of money sitting there ready to be bought up, and it won't be the average guy on the street that, you know, lost everything in the stock market. It's going to be these people who got out a little sooner or got new credit from the Fed. Goldman Sachs will be around for a while, and the money market accounts have trillions of dollars, so somebody is going to buy this up, but it's not going to be a return to the market economy at the rate we're going.
Well, I mean, the basic fundamental, and I'd like to get your take on this, Congressman. We're talking to Congressman Ron Paul from Texas. Dealing with this, I mean, clearly the authors of the economic collapse we're witnessing and the worldwide depression that this whole crisis is spiraling into are now posing and positioning themselves as the saviors. And the mainstream media, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, every time I'm watching a banking committee, the House banking, Senate banking, every time I'm watching one of the subcommittees, they will show Kashkari, they will show Paulson, they will show other operatives of the system. They will show their propaganda, but as soon as it cuts to the chairman or to yourself or to any other member of the committees, they cut away. So clearly the big banking cartels are controlling and owning much of the media. So how do we get around that when they won't let the public understand what's really happening?
Well, you have to recognize it, and you have to do your best to get around it. Although I complain just as you are complaining, I'm still getting a lot more interviews now than I did a year ago on this issue. So it's not, I'm not completely blocked out, but there's a lot of what you say that goes on. But then we have to go around them, if nothing else. What I fear is them closing down the Internet. That, to me, would be the big problem, you know, if they take that away from us. So we've been able to reach millions of people through the Internet, and you reach a lot of people on radio. So if they start cracking down on radios and Internet and shortwave and all these things, then that's when we're really in big trouble.
Well, as you know, they've openly in Congress talked about bringing back the Fairness Doctrine, this Internet 2 doctor. I'm sure you know, but for the audience, they are shifting basically all the new upgrades to Internet 2, where private corporations own it and control it, and they admit they're not going to allow free speech. They're only going to give people a few thousand websites and not the hundreds of millions that are currently available. So what they're doing is hijacking the web. Okay, Congressman Ron Paul, and we've only got about 5 minutes left with you right now, sir. Specifically, there is an Army War College report out, and you know about NORTHCOM announcing 20,000 combat troops for the streets of America. They're openly stating it is for civil unrest and rioting. The new report's called The Knows and Unknowns, Unconventional Strategic Shock and Defense Strategy Development. The Army openly says in here on the Army War College that they are preparing to engage the American people. Posse Comitatus has not been fully removed. I mean, we're now seeing open martial law being discussed and being debated as if it is the solution. They're saying that governors will be under the control of the president and will serve at his pleasure. Can you speak to that?
Well, I think what you're doing is just pointing out the danger of using the fear factor for our foreign policy and our financial problems. And now they do it for your physical safety, which to me is just a continuation of the 9/11, post-9/11 attitude, because that was when they started getting past all the legislation that they had proposed for so many years. Now they're saying, well, we're going to have chaos in the street. The terrorists aren't going to be people coming from outside. The terrorists are going to be our own people. There's going to be chaos here in the streets as a consequence of the financial crisis. So therefore, we have to militarize our communities. And once again, it's that attitude that government is our savior, and they can't save us. I mean, all the SEC and all the regulations can't protect us against fraud, and all the policemen in the world can't protect us in our homes.
Congressman, continuing in the time we have left, specifically, they are saying they're preparing to engage the American people. Is this unconstitutional? Is this treason?
Well, it's obviously not constitutional, and depending on how it comes about, it could very well be treasonous, but on how the confrontation comes. Of course, they would never say that they're confronting. They might use those terms, but they might say, we're confronting violence, and we're going there to save you. We don't want your cities burnt down, so therefore, we're going to put our troops in there to prevent these problems. So, you know, just think of all the harm that they've done over these last, especially last 100 years. how often do they really get hauled into the court? And what about the illegality of the whole monetary system? Nothing really happens. So it depends on what the people understand and believe in that really count. So we cannot depend on the Congress or our courts to save us.
Well, sir, going back over the last 20 years, as you know, they've been covertly getting rid of Posse Comitatus, merging the military and police, and now they're acting like they just set this up last week. This is part of a larger strategic plan.
Yeah, and matter of fact, they did pass a couple of years ago, I think it was in 96, in the supplemental, serious erosion of Posse Comitatus, and it was finally exposed, and then it was, in a way, reversed. But that's just tokenism. I mean, if they feel like doing something wrong, they just go ahead and do it. So the fact that they reversed that in a token way, it shouldn't reassure us, because when push comes to shove, they're going to ignore it. But they would change the law when they get the opportunity, and this new administration, I'm sure, would be quite capable of doing it, even without the Congress. You know about executive orders.
Sir, in closing, two final questions in the 2 minutes we have left with you. Did you see the article in the Financial Times of London admitting that they've covertly set up world government, the headline, and now for world government admitting, I mean, do they need to apologize, all the people that called us kooks, because we were reading the internal white papers?
Well, no, they're not going to apologize. I didn't happen to see that article, but, you know, when Bernanke was before the committee the last time, I wanted to know what kind of international plans he had, you know, for the currency and a world central bank. Of course, he has no obligation to answer any of those questions. He has a moral obligation, but under the law, he doesn't. Under the Constitution, he should. So, yeah, I think those plans are being laid. People say, well, it's not going to happen. But, you know, they used to say that the European Union wouldn't ever happen. So I think we should take this stuff seriously. And this morning there was a pretty strong announcement by the IMF that their vehicle is going to be these SDRs, these special drawing rights. This is what they used to call paper gold, will be the worldwide reserve currency. They tried to do it. It didn't work. But now they see another opening.
So it's world government oven by the bankers. Sir, as a rallying cry, we can defeat this world government, can't we? What do the people need to do?
Well, the truth is on our side, and also the economic policy is on our side. The most important thing is information to the people so they know what we're doing, know what's in their best interest, not to have people in Congress keep voting for bailouts. And this pretense that we're going to take care of everybody. So knowledge is the only answer to the problems that we have today.
And as you said earlier, they are coming after the Internet.
Yep, that's what that is my greatest fear, because we'll never be able to control the free majors. But right now we can get around them. The more knowledge is out there, the more we can make inroads to the average person that does appear.
Congressman,
they can't control everybody's mind.
I want you to have a great Christmas. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air, using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Man.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If we can project the future through a historical lens with a wide range of data integrated in to the great gift God gave us, our mind, we can accurately forecast the future. I have accurately forecasted the future on hundreds of occasions. But somebody's been doing it a lot longer than I have, and with amazing, I'd say 95%+ accuracy, is Gerald Celente. Now, over a year ago, the British Ministry of Defense basically forecasted everything they're doing right now, and they admitted that they basically work for foreign offshore banks, that it's a world government, and that this is being done by design. This year, the military, the Pentagon, and the U.S. put out a similar report. But they know the general public is not reading these reports. So a lot of this isn't even forecasting for myself. It is going out and reading what the internal government documents are stating. And if we do not face up to what's happening, if we do not face up to what's unfolding, it is only going to get worse. Now, the military is broad, paints with a broad brush when they talk about this. Gerald Celente has been very specific that there would be worldwide riots starting. And he said that about a year ago, and now, voila, we see it happening. And now we see the IMF, World Bank, and others echoing this, and the military saying that they are prepared to suppress the American people. They also spin this in the media and say the Greeks are rioting because the police shot a 15-year-old in the back. But if you read the Greek websites, the Greek news, they're saying, no, everything's being privatized, and that's not free market. The roads, the power plants, the universities, it's all being handed over to the IMF and World Bank. They're being looted. They're being robbed. They're losing all their jobs. Their currency's being devalued. The European Union is absorbing them and destroying them. And just last week, the Financial Times of London admitted that the New World Order is anti-democratic and is tyrannical, but said that that's a good thing. Evans Andros Pritchard came out on the Telegraph last Thursday and said that we're going to see riots worldwide because of globalism and because it is tyrannical. So here we have it. It's unfolding. But we're going to get specific forecasts in the next hour and a half from Gerald Celente. on what he specifically sees happening in the next month, the next year, the next 2 years, the next 3 years, and then some solutions, how we prepare for it, in his educated opinion. You can go to his website, trendsresearch.com, and watch all the videos of him going back decades ago, making accurate predictions years beforehand. And, of course, CNN, ABC, Fox have all called him, you know, the best predictor of future trends out there. And so we're very, very honored to have him on the show with us today. Mr. Salente, it's good to have you back with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Alex.
You know what? Instead of Alex Jones throwing out a bunch of questions out of the gate, what is most important to Gerald Salente right now? What do the listeners need to know is coming up in the future, according to your crystal ball?
Well, you really hit upon it. We're going to see revolutions. This whole system is falling apart. There is no salvaging it. When you look at the steps that are being taken, we call it the Bernanke two-step after the Federal Reserve Chairman, and that, of course, is either adjust interest rates, which they've now adjusted to a point where they can't be adjusted anymore, and or print more money. And they've done both. And neither of those two actions have stemmed the unraveling of the U.S. economy, or the world economy, for that matter. The governments, the local state governments, including, of course, the federal government as well, the only other solution that they're doing is they're squeezing the little people for more money. Back here in New York, I'm sure it's making the national news as well. They put taxes as much as 18% on soda pop, 8% for a taxi ride. They just increased the transit fares, and in doing so, they've decreased the amount of available subways, cutting back on the buses. They're even bringing in new subway cars now to really squeeze the little people, just like they do in China. They're taking out the seats so that they could push people in like cattle. So we're going to see the little people squeezed, by the way, is one of our top trends for 2009.
Well, you were saying that a year ago. Now they've announced, as you said, 88 new taxes in New York State alone, hundreds of other taxes all over the place. The people just don't have the money to pay for all of this. And so, as the IMF and World Bank document stated in late 2001, they want the people to riot so they can then bring in the army against them. We've had decades of secret training by the military to take over the West. Now they're announcing from France to Germany to England to the United States to Canada that indeed, it's in major papers, martial law is good, the troops will suppress you. I mean, this really is a financial coup we're witnessing. Can you speak to that?
Well, it is definitely a financial coup. Wall Street has hijacked Washington in broad daylight. And we now, as we know, of course, you know, the U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is a Goldman Sachs man, former CEO. They're bringing in now Obama, backtrack Obama, we call him, the man of change. Of course, there's no change. They're bringing in Timothy Geithner, the Federal Reserve Chairman, from the Federal Reserve President of the New York Federal Reserve Bank, President of the New York Federal Reserve. And, you know, they're just bringing the whole crew of Wall Street people running Washington. So it's being done in broad daylight, as well as these bailouts. They may have all the plans in place, and they may be very, you know, the Illuminati, so to speak, may have their agenda laid out. But when you see what's going on, it has to be the un-Illuminati that's executing their plans. Because no matter what they do, they're not going to be able to stop the amount of uprising that's going to pour forth. You know, I'm a Bronx boy originally. And, I know what the city looks like. And, you know, we have a saying here at the Trends Research Institute. When people lose everything, and they have nothing to lose, they lose it. And this is what these white shoe boys don't understand. You know, the Princeton, Harvard, Yale crowd, you know, that have had the silver spoon.
They're arrogant yuppies who think they're God and have disdain for everybody, and they think it's cute they've stolen $8.5 trillion, And that, those numbers are 2 weeks old now, folks. It's over $1,300,000,000,000 they steal a week, so it's over $10 trillion. You watch the next week or two, that number will come out. But $8.5 trillion admittedly stolen. And these arrogant yuppies, these arrogant frat boys are telling Congress, you don't get to know where the money went, and we have the Army standing by. That's what Paulson told them. I mean, this is insane, megalomaniacal hubris. So where is this going? I mean, is they just openly hijack everything, steal everything, and say, we're going to squeeze you down to nothing?
Exactly. And what we're saying is it's going to be beyond their control. This is the beginning of the second revolution, and it's going to be worldwide. There's no stopping it. So as the trends that we're looking at for 2009, the revolution is the third among them. The first one is that's going to begin to precipitate this is the great collapse. As you well know, this time last year, we came out with the panic of 08. We said Americans would wake up in 2008 and the financial markets would unravel. There would be no stopping it. Now we're saying it's going to be the collapse of 09. And let me explain why. In 2008, most of the focus in the media has been on the financial markets and the real estate markets. Of course, they're intertwined. Now what we're going to see is the great retail crash come from a very, very dismal Christmas. As a result of that, you're going to start seeing major chains going bankrupt after the Christmas holiday, probably around January, middle of January. There's going to be some kind of a bit of euphoria because people are still hoping that their man of change will somehow miraculously bring about change. And, of course, he said he was going to heal the nation and repair the world. So Obama has great plans ahead, and there are people that actually believe.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The new world order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the new world order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So, this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold, our radio Power blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping the personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
So we're going to wait till after the inauguration, January 20th, before the real pressure starts to hit.
And when they find out that he is actually a bigger cheerleader than Bush for the banker takeover and that he is their man, how long until the people become disillusioned with their new corporate savior?
Well, this is where we're going. So now February comes along. Things get really very cold and dismal and bleak. We're going to start seeing, as I said, major retailers folding. Now, let's think of what happens. We've already seen KB Toys, Sharper Image, Circuit City, Linens and Things, Stephen Barry's go under it, plus many more.
Are you kidding? Half my favorite restaurants in Austin aren't there anymore.
They're not there anymore. So now we're going to see major chains start to fold. Who is going to rent these vacant spaces?
Who?
Nobody. You're going to start seeing empty stores throughout malls, throughout strip malls. Now let's bring it to another level.
And won't that further destroy confidence when people see the physical manifestation of a economy in cardiac arrest?
It precisely. So the psychological impact is as great. Now let's move over to another sector of commercial. We're already seeing the financial markets. They've collapsed. Empty buildings, on and on and on. People are being fired every day, and we see the numbers. What was Bank of America last week, 52,000. A couple of weeks earlier, Citigroup. And I love it. Bank of America, they came out. They said that these 52,000 would be fired over a three-year period. Yeah, like they can look 3 years ahead of time. They can't plan lunch. You know, so we get this straight. These people are being fired right away. The point being, now you're going to have the next shoe to fall is going to be the commercial real estate sector, which was leveraged far greater than the home real estate sector. So now you're going to see the collapse. The retail sector collapses. Commercial real estate collapses. There is nobody left to save anymore. The crash keeps coming harder and harder and louder and louder. So that's the second phase. The third phase after the crash, so first we had the panic, then we had the collapse, and now we're going to go into the greatest depression. And it's going to be worse than the last depression. Although, of course, Bernanke, and I was doing an interview, and the host said to me, well, Fed Chairman Bernanke is a student of the Great Depression, and he says there won't be one this time around. And I say, why would anybody believe anyone who hasn't predicted what was happening, going to happen, and has everything that they've said has come out false? So why would anybody give any credence to this person?
That's right. I happened to be watching Cavuto last night, just briefly, and he said the 15 grand poobah financial experts he had on a year and a half ago said it was over. We were going into green pastures. Everything was wonderful. Well, what Cavuto won't tell you is those guys aren't stupid. They're liars. They've been busy positioning their money, buying their private retreats in Dubai and Paraguay. They've been busy getting their money offshore while they told the suckers to keep pumping their money in.
That's right. And that's what they do. You know, it's a sucker's game. These are Wall Street cons, like Coney Island Barkers. So now what happens, here's why it's going to be worse than the Great Depression and why we're calling it the Greatest Depression. Back in the 1930s, most people didn't own homes. So they weren't paying these mortgages. They weren't paying insurance. They weren't paying upkeep and all the other expenses it keeps to run a home. Number two, there was no such thing as home equity loans. Matter of fact, back then, if somebody had what they called a second mortgage, that meant that they were a loser and they needed money. Back then, Americans didn't have credit cards. They didn't exist. So the people weren't $14 trillion in debt. And back then, we had a trade surplus. We were not $700 billion in the hole each year, and we had budget surpluses. What are we at this year? $2 trillion? $1 trillion? The number keeps changing.
Oh, now the defense budget's over $1 trillion, not even counting the supplementals. Bush tripled the size of government, and all these other governments are just growing. Again, don't they understand that they can only put so much weight on the donkey's back?
No, they don't, because they've never had difficult financial times in their lives. And unless you've experienced it, you don't know how to deal with
it. So they live in these armored, pampered palaces.
They've been pampered all their lives. They've been pampered. Look, we all went, all of those of us that went to college, we know who these guys are. You know, George Bush was the kind of guy that ran around, you know, with the cooler guys. And then when trouble broke out and they got caught, George Bush would rat them out. And then he'd say, no, he didn't. That's who George Bush was. And Al Gore was that kind of guy, you know.
Well, it's worse than that. Remember back in like 1991, George Bush Sr. was on national TV at a grocery store, and he stepped back and he said, what is that? And they said, well, it's a scanner. You know, it'd been in for a decade. He goes, what is that? What is that laser? And they said, sir, this is how they scan the food. I mean, the guy never went and bought his own food. He hadn't been in a grocery store.
Exactly. And all these guys, you know, we know who they are. And they're the only reason
they're Haskell's with an army.
You got, but well put. Boy, I have to use that one. I'll credit you with it. Eddie Haskell with an army. Perfect. And Al Gore was that, you know, the kid that used to brown nose the teacher all the time, you know. I mean, this is who these people are.
He's a sack of crap. He's a fake.
Yeah. And that's who, so we all know who these people are in life. So it's like, it's still high school, but now it's serious. So in going back to this Greatest Depression, so we already have the consumer in debt, $14 trillion, the government in debt, and why it's going to be worse than the Greatest Depression. Now let's add on some other things. People are watching their whole lives unfolding in front of them as their IRAs and 401ks dissolve. They didn't have that back then, and now they have another thing. Back then, we were a very different country. When we did get out of the Depression, it was the beginning of World War II, and we were the world manufacturers, bar none. We don't have that anymore. So now we're going into this mess, in a worse mess than we've ever been. And here's another big one. Back then, we were an ascending society. We were not a declining society. We had a growing class of people that came in. You know, people had dignity back then. They weren't like they are today.
And we weren't not just economically declining, we were not a physically, age-wise, we're one of the oldest civilizations on Earth.
And in very bad shape.
Yeah, so we have an aging population, a bunch of cops in black ski masks strutting around working for Eddie Haskell. You can't put perfume on a pig, folks. This whole thing is a rotten, worm-eaten husk. TrendsResearch.com. You can go there and subscribe to his Trends Report. And if you're in business, if you care about your family, if you really want to be informed with somebody who's got a track record of being frighteningly accurate, this is the place to go, TrendsResearch.com. Of course, you can also check out Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where we fight against the construction of this prison planet. And that's what the globalists are setting up, and we fight them via the Infowar, hence Infowars.com. So, Gerald, I was throwing in my two cents throughout that. Recap the first three or four phases and then get into the latter phase, and they think they're going to use all these militarized police, steroid head cops. A lot of the cops are good. They're openly saying they're not going to go along with this. The military is saying they don't want to shoot at Americans, but they're now acclimating the public and telling us to get ready for it, which means they intend to use them.
Well, yeah, you know, we put nothing past them, of course. I mean, we're fighting a war now in Iraq for reasons that have been proven false, whether or not, you know, they were known they were false as academic. At this point, the fact is they're false. So killing innocent people for false reasons, I mean, where does it stop? So, you know, there's nothing I would put past them. You know, read my lips, no new taxes. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. I smoked, but I didn't inhale. You know, I mean, it was Saddam Hussein's has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. It's beyond me why anyone would believe anything that they say. So, of course, you know, we expect the government to respond in the worst possible way. And so the three phases are, before revolution, is that first we're going to see the collapse of 09, and that's going to be when the retail sector and the commercial real estate sector, and of course the credit card sector collapses too. You know, we're researchers, and we're finding people, for example, you know, cab rides now. Cab drivers are telling us that more and more people are putting cab rides on their credit cards because they don't have the cash. So the next shoe to fall after that is going to be the credit card crunch, when people have been postponing their future by putting their charges on their credit cards. So after the collapse, then we have the greatest depression. People are going to be in the streets. As we say, you know, when people lose everything and they have nothing to lose, they lose it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
What will